Europe has a new deal to prevent future debt problems. How strong will it be?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. 23 of 27 countries in the European Union have agreed to a new treaty that would enforce strict budget rules among those countries. Now, every nation that uses the euro currency voted in favor of the plan, but four EU members that don't use the euro, Sweden, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and the UK, didn't go along with the plan. British Prime Minister David Cameron advocated a more a la carte approach.
I'm glad we're not in the euro. And so I think the idea of Europe being more of a network where you choose the organisations you join and you choose those organisations you don't join is actually a way that Britain can get at what we want and what we need in Europe.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron speaking today. Holger Schmieding is chief economist at the German bank Berenberg. He's with us now from London to talk about the effect of the European negotiations today. Hi there.
Good morning.
I know 23 out of 27 countries in the EU. Do we have a deal? Does that make a deal?
Yes, we do have a deal. We will have a much better fiscal straitjacket in the eurozone and a few other European countries in the future. We will have what is some close to a balanced budget amendment to the constitutions of these countries. Britain has decided to be outside of it.
What was Britain's beef? Why were they not a part of this deal?
A, they don't really like fiscal austerity that much, and B, they wanted to get powers back from Brussels. So they said, if we change the European treaties to allow for a better fiscal straitjacket, then at the same time, we want other things in Europe to be changed. And to that, the rest of Europe said no. So now we don't have a change to the normal European treaty. We just have a new treaty between this coalition of the willing.
Is that straitjacket, if you will, strong enough, do you think, even without Britain and those other countries?
That straitjacket is strong enough. It will mean that in the future, fiscal policy on the European continent is much better than before. There will only be modest fiscal deficits. It's a balanced budget to the constitution, you could say, of the European continent.
Holger Schmieding, chief economist over at Berenberg. Holger, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, apparently hopeful about a new EU plan on the table. The Dow is up 1%, 126 points at 12,124. The Nasdaq and the S&P up about 1% as well. European markets are higher as well. The gap between how much the U.S. imports and exports got smaller in October, thanks to Americans buying fewer foreign cars and importing less oil. Toyota today lowered its earnings forecast for its fiscal year leading up to March, blaming a strong yen, making its exports expensive, and of course the flooding going on in Thailand that's affected its production there. President Obama's thinking recess appointment next for Richard Cordray, the president's pick to head up the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Yesterday, the U.S. Senate blocked his nomination on a procedural vote, which was the latest setback for the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. From Washington, here's Marketplace's David Gura.
The Bureau is supposed to oversee mortgage brokers, payday lenders, student loan lenders.
Without a director, they're unable to regulate and oversee those type of businesses.
That's lawyer Fred Rivera with Perkins Coie. He says right now the Bureau has limited oversight, and that bothers President Obama.
I will not take any options off the table when it comes to getting Richard Cordray in as director of the Consumer Finance Protection Board.
Rivera says agencies have been writing rules amid opposition.
The disputes, I think, have been narrowed over the last several months.
Opponents are targeting parts of Dodd-Frank, like derivatives regulation, and they've been grilling regulators on Capitol Hill. John Dugan, former comptroller of the currency, says agencies have missed deadlines, but
I think it is far less about the hearings and congressional oversight slowing things down and more just the nature of the beast.
A law that's hundreds of pages long that requires regulators to write dozens of new rules. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. and by Constant Contact, offering email marketing tools and resources to help market small businesses during the holiday season. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The biggest anti-Kremlin demonstration in recent Russian history is planned for tomorrow. It follows smaller protests all this week after Russian elections delivered a victory to the Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's ruling political party there. As Peter Van Dyke reports now from Moscow, the protests have raised the possibility of political and of economic uncertainty for a country that's thrived on its stability.
The election result was what the markets expected, and they reacted accordingly. But then came the protests, and the markets got spooked.
On Monday morning, people thought, okay, business as usual. And by Tuesday morning, it became clear that the electorate was responding much differently and that United Russia was much less popular than previously thought.
Bruce Bauer is partner at Verno Capital Hedge Fund in Moscow. He says everything now depends on the next protest.
What we're looking for on Saturday is really, first of all, how many people actually show up, and then secondly, what the police presence is, and then how repressive are they? And then what kind of statements they issue? Do the statements show that they understand, or that, you know, they're out of touch with the electorate and their concerns?
It will probably be the biggest opposition demonstration since Vladimir Putin came to power more than a decade ago. He brought stability, exactly what the markets want. For now, though, the protests mean nothing is certain. In Moscow, I'm Peter Van Dyke for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, all right, five high Chinese tax officials, high-level officials, have been suspended from their jobs. The members were observed either sleeping or reading newspapers during a recent video conference. Now, a lot of Chinese government bureaucrats have been criticized on recent blogs for corruption and ineffectiveness, and maybe those drowsy suspended workers weren't paying attention to the training session they were really in, which was focused on stamping out laziness at work. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
All eyes are on Europe this week. You want to know why? Here you go. Or depending. I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Eurozone, and you next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media. Thank you.